Alpha Male Identikit. Path to master the art of body language. Exploits art of eye contact and art of small talk as a real alpha man. Written by Sean Wayne. Narrated by Paradin's Studio. Introduction. Communication is about words. We tend to think that means spoken, but you may be surprised to learn that 90% of what we communicate with each other is not spoken. We send each other in the form of nonverbal signals through eye contact, facial expressions, movements, postures, and a range of sounds and other sensory signals. This is the body language. Use it all the time, alpha male. Some of us use it more often than others, and without even knowing that we are using it a lot of the time. In childhood, we begin to learn it, just as we learn to speak our own mother tongue by taking words and meanings from our parents and those around us. But the difference is that while mistakes in our spoken language appear to be corrected, in our body language, they may be ignored or misinterpreted. So you can be an alpha male and not know that you are talking poorly or ineffectively. Such signs and signals convey information about our motivations, thoughts, and feelings. We use the body language to convey all kinds of messages and interpretations, and most of us take this mechanism for granted, never knowing it takes place at a level of subconsciousness rather than awareness. Only consider a minute of it. Winks, blinks, smiles, sighs, and grunts. How many of these are you truly aware of during the contact process? The argument is that for someone else to understand your sense language does not need to be in the form of words. The argument is that for someone else to understand your sense, language does not need to be in the form of words. The way to emphasize or say, remind, explain, or even exploit the body is like punctuation. Without it, meaning and accent are lost. You only have to think about the people you most respect or hate to understand the meaning of this body talk. The confident ones who seem to attract people like magnets to them. The annoying ones who always seem to get in your way. Those you envy who never seem to misplace a foot. The quiet ones whose eyes are like rapiers. Anything talks to you about their physical presence. Very often, our body language represents the actual words that we use to explain behavior. Moody people tend to frown in the mouth, for example. Optimistic people are said to be laid back. Assertive people are reaching out, and so on. Because we are not very good at recognizing the links between body language and mental state, we sometimes struggle to do our best in the relationships we have with others. It is only when we take a closer look that we start learning things about ourselves and others that we have overlooked in our busy, everyday lives. The examples in this book will help you master the art of body language if you don't think you are doing the best of yourself in personal relationships, at work, or just in your regular contact with people. You probably want to know how to become more confident in using body language and in knowing the use of it by other people. Chapter 1. What is body language? Body language refers to various forms of nonverbal communication in which a person, through their physical behavior, can reveal clues as to some unspoken intentions or feelings. Such behaviors may include posture of the body, gestures, facial expressions, and movement of the pupils. Often, it's as plain as, "I got an erection," means I'm sexually excited. It is so simple that animals likewise use body language as their key mechanism of communication. Body language is usually a subconscious activity, difficult to control, just as you can control the flow of blood into your penis with difficulty. Therefore, body language can provide accurate information about a person's attitude or state of mind. For example, it can mean arousal, aggression, attentiveness, boredom, or a comfortable state, enjoyment, fun. For communication and interpersonal relationships, body language is essential. It is, of course, important to business management and leadership, and also to areas where many people can experience it. Though body language is nonverbal or non-spoken, it can reveal a lot to others.